On this Monday afternoon, you're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Now, if you didn't get your tickets for the all-day Ag Outlook tomorrow, don't worry about that. You can still walk in. The cost is still $30, and you can pay right there as you register. We open our doors at 8 a.m. Central and 9 a.m. in the Eastern Time Zone. We're now joined by Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse in Chicago to take a look at the weather forecast. Hey, thanks for being with us today, Mark.
Yeah, glad to be here, Todd. Thanks for the invite.
Well, let's start with tomorrow first, because we do have a big event here at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana, so not very far away, really. What will the weather be like in central Illinois and western Indiana?
Overall, the weather looks great here for tomorrow. It's dry, no sign of any real precip systems around, and temperatures, well, during the early morning hours, temperatures right around freezing, kind of near dawn or right shortly thereafter, and then readings warming up to basically the upper 40s, low 50s. So kind of seasonal temperatures here for a day. Obviously, it still could be a lot worse for this time of year. There's been years with big snowstorms in early March, other years that are unseasonably warm. And certainly the theme of late has been unseasonably warm, but tomorrow near to maybe slightly above normal. But overall, pretty good.
And then you sounded as if things are going to change for us later in the week. Is that true?
Not really. There's a little bit of variability in temperatures here coming up, but overall it's a warm bias, not only across the Midwest, but across much of the central and eastern U.S. throughout this first half of March. There's simply no sign of any significant cold or a change to any kind of, you know, long duration colder than normal pattern here, really anywhere across the central and eastern U.S. And that is really due to the polar vortex remaining locked up across the Arctic rather than being unstable and, you know, paying visits here to the middle latitudes.
We still have corn to harvest in South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, Michigan, and Wisconsin. I kind of put Wisconsin in the wrong place there, but what do you see for them over this next couple of weeks? They'll be anxious to get out there if they can, and it'll depend a lot on how saturated the soils remain.
Yeah, Todd, really the biggest issue up there is still the snow cover that's in place. It's really been in place throughout the winter, and while no significant storms or, you know, additional snow is expected of note the next couple of weeks, it's going to be a gradual, you know, slow melting of that snow. So that's really the biggest issue from really getting producers in the field there to harvest the remaining portion of corn. And really at the earliest, that's probably not going to happen until either late this month or, you know, just prior to planting here in the early portion of April.
Speaking of planting and harvesting, for that matter, that's taking place in Brazil in the Mato Grosso region. They're harvesting soybeans and putting in the Safrina corn crop. What are conditions like?
Conditions are really good across Mato Grosso. Much of the Safrina corn area is there in Brazil, you know, Mato Grosso down through Paraná. The next few weeks features generally below normal rainfall across that area, with the exception of eastern Mato Grosso, but that's not of any concern, as their soil moisture is in very good shape after active conditions in recent weeks. They're going to need another kind of drink of water here once we get into the second half of this month, which actually looks to be the case here, some of the long-term signals there. So all in all, either for late soybean harvesting or for now winter corn planting and development, the overall situation is quite good at this time.
I know things in Australia changed dramatically, went from very, very dry to very, very wet. What do conditions look like going forward?
Well, kind of a variable situation across Australia. The eastern areas, namely the states of Queensland and New South Wales, will continue to be active and see additional rains. The western areas, including South Australia, and then even more so in Western Australia, those areas will receive below normal rainfall here over the next couple of weeks. So still haven't solved the drought conditions there. They've certainly improved, but through the western portion of the continent that needs more rain to make up these long-term rainfall deficits.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse in Chicago, Illinois.